Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that so many parents are experiencing right now. Your little one starts a puzzle, tries for maybe 30 seconds, and then pushes it away saying, "I can't do it." Or they're building with blocks, one falls over, and suddenly they're done. They give up so quickly, and you're wondering, how do I help my child learn to keep trying? First, I want you to take a deep breath with me. You are not alone in this. This is one of the most common challenges parents of 4 and 5 year olds face, and there is so much beautiful research that can help us understand what's really happening in your child's developing brain. Here's what the magic book taught me, and what recent research confirms. When your child gives up quickly on something challenging, they're not being lazy. They're not lacking character or determination. What's actually happening is that their brain is in a critical learning phase about persistence and frustration tolerance. Ages 4 and 5 are a prime time for children to learn about their emotions and develop tools to handle strong feelings. Your child is literally learning how to persist, and that learning takes time, practice, and most importantly, your support. Now, here's something truly wonderful that research discovered just this year. Scientists found that emotional validation is one of the most powerful tools you have to help your child build persistence. When children receive validation for their feelings during frustrating moments, they persist significantly longer on challenging tasks compared to children who receive invalidation or no feedback. Think about that for a moment. Simply acknowledging your child's feelings, "I can see this puzzle is really frustrating you right now," actually helps them keep trying. The research shows that when you validate your child's emotions, you're teaching them that feelings are manageable and that they're not alone in their struggles. You're building their capacity for resilience, determination, and lifelong problem-solving confidence. Isn't that beautiful? Now, let me share something else the magic book whispered to me. When your child gives up on a challenge, their brain is actually learning something powerful about frustration tolerance. Executive function skills, particularly cognitive flexibility, are developing during these moments. Every time your child encounters a challenge, their brain is building the neural pathways they'll need for persistence throughout their entire life. But here's the key, and this is so important. Research also shows that when adults step in too quickly to solve problems for children, we actually undermine their developing persistence skills. I know it's hard to watch your child struggle. Your instinct is to help, to fix it, to make it easier. But what children need most is repeated, safe exposure to age-appropriate frustrations. That's how they develop resilience naturally. So what does this look like in practice? Let me share some gentle strategies that align with what the research tells us. First, validate their feelings before offering solutions. When your child says, "I can't do it," try responding with, "This feels really hard right now, doesn't it? I can see you're frustrated." That simple acknowledgement helps them feel seen and understood, and research shows it actually increases their willingness to keep trying. Second, help them recognize and label their emotions. You might say, "It sounds like you're feeling frustrated because the blocks keep falling down." When children can name their feelings, they gain power over them. They learn that frustration is a normal part of learning, not a signal to give up. Third, encourage a growth mindset. Instead of saying, "You're so smart," try saying, "I noticed you kept trying even when it was hard." That's how we learn and grow. This helps children understand that setbacks and failures are opportunities for growth, not signs that they should quit. Fourth, celebrate effort, not just results. Notice when your child persists, even if they don't succeed. "You worked on that puzzle for 5 whole minutes. That's persistence. I'm proud of how you kept trying." This teaches them that the trying itself is valuable. And fifth, create age-appropriate challenges that your child can overcome with effort. Start with tasks that are just slightly beyond their current ability, not so hard that they're overwhelmed, but challenging enough that they have to persist a little. As they build confidence, gradually increase the difficulty. Now, let me tell you about a story that shows this beautifully. In the book of Inara, we have a wonderful tale called The Dream Rhythm Marathon. It's about Kenji and Miva, two friends who discover that the children's marathon course holds the dreams of every runner. With help from their friend Celeste, they learn that persistence and dreams work together to carry them forward. What I love about this story is how it teaches children that everyone has their own pace, their own dream rhythm. Kenji and Miva don't give up when the marathon gets hard. Instead, they discover that persistence isn't about being the fastest or the best. It's about finding your own rhythm and believing in yourself, even when things feel challenging. After you read this story with your child, you can talk about finding their own dream rhythm. Ask them, what helps you keep trying when something feels hard? This opens up a beautiful conversation about their unique strengths and pacing. You might discover that your child persists longer when they take breaks, or when they work alongside you, or when they break big tasks into smaller steps. The Magic Book reminds us that every child's journey with persistence looks different. Some children naturally persist longer, while others need more support building this skill. And that's perfectly okay. Your child is exactly where they need to be in their development. Remember, wonderful parent, you are teaching your child one of life's most valuable lessons. You're showing them that challenges are opportunities, that frustration is temporary, that they have the strength to keep trying. And you're doing this not by fixing everything for them, but by being their emotional coach, validating their feelings while supporting their growing confidence and capability. The research is clear. When you respond to your child's frustration with validation rather than dismissal, you're building their capacity for resilience. When you allow them to struggle safely with age-appropriate challenges, you're giving them the gift of persistence. And when you celebrate their effort rather than just their success, you're teaching them that the journey matters just as much as the destination. So the next time your child gives up on a puzzle or pushes away a challenging task, take a breath. Remember that their brain is learning. Validate their feelings. Offer gentle encouragement. And trust that with your support, they're building the persistence they'll carry with them for their entire life. The Magic Book and I believe in you, and we believe in your child. You're doing beautifully, even on the hard days, especially on the hard days. Until our next adventure together, with love and starlight, Inara.